the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Kent Blanford, sitting in for Jim Ganley here on Faith in Action. Alongside me, MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford, God bless you for sitting in today.
Well, they let me slip in once in a while.
it's kind of wonderful. I think we can tell our listeners this, but we almost had Patty sitting in for Jim today, our receptionist, and I applaud her for stepping up and saying and being not anxious, if you will, and not worrying and not afraid, because you actually might have been called away to something else.
I spent my morning down at the Marion County
courthouse
building, waiting to see if I was going to be on jury duty today. And luckily, by noon, they said, "Okay, we've got everybody we want. Get out!" And I ran for the door.
Okay, but what you can't see, listeners, is when he came through the door, I was out in the reception area. Patty and I both were, and Patty commented immediately, "He's wearing a white golf shirt, if you will, that is an official Catholic Radio shirt that says Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 Catholic Radio." So you kind of already were wearing the banner that if they were thinking about having you and you in any way conflicted with their thought process this morning, you weren't going to get picked.
No, I figured I'm just going to put it right out there in front. And, you know, if they want a Catholic on the jury, they're going to ask for me. If they don't want Catholics on the jury, I get to go home.
So you do that on purpose, Kent?
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, God bless you for that. And I'm glad. See, it all worked. It all worked out. We were ready to do it without you, but I'm so glad you're here. Our guest today on Faith in Action is kind of a continuation of last week. We had him as a guest last week, Thomas Lamb. He is the author of a Relax Deeply CD. We had him actually a couple years ago talk about that. And we talked a little bit last week about his book, Do Not Worry, Do Not Be Anxious, Do Not Be Afraid. You've done quite a bit. Your dossier, your resume is quite lengthy. God bless you for agreeing to come back and talk with us again this week.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
This week, what I really wanted to button up May with, as it is the month of our Blessed Mother, is more of a tribute to the Blessed Mother and talking a little bit more deeply about her. You've offered several times in the past to talk about the Blessed Mother and in October. And I thought, you know, we've talked about her several times this month, and I just feel moved deeply that we should give a little bit more attention to her this last week of May. So tell us, just for listeners who didn't tune in last week, give us a 30-second bio about you and up to today.
I attended high school at St. Meinrad, Benedictine Archabbey. I feel like I grew up in a Benedictine monastery. Following that, I joined a monastery, a contemplative monastery, for 5 years, and that was the Passionist Fathers in Chicago. They were devoted to the Passion of Christ. They consider that the core of Catholic theology and Catholic spirituality, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus. Following that, I was trained clinically at the IU Medical Center. I was appointed assistant professor in psychiatry and eventually went into private practice, spent many years in private practice with psychiatrists as a psychotherapist. Also, by the grace of God, I'm a theologian. I have a graduate degree in theology from Loyola University.
I won't hold that against you.
Very proud of.
Okay. So you sent us something interesting about the seven sorrows of the Blessed Mother. And yeah. And I know you have something there that you'd like to share, a quotation you'd like to share. And after that, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about telesomatic events.
Okay, good.
But first, let's start with you.
St. Lawrence Justinian said, "The Passion of Christ was, as it were, mirrored in the heart of the Virgin." St. Amadeus said, "The grief the Mother of God felt in the Passion of her Son goes beyond all understanding." The question I would raise is this: is it possible, after 2,000 years, that we have discovered a window that we can peer through and get a much better understanding of what the Blessed Mother may have suffered in the torture, the crucifixion, the passion of Jesus? And I think we have found such a window.
Is that the window, the telesomatic window that
yes.
you refer to? Because, how should I say this? Many of our listeners have seen The Passion of the Christ. I've mentioned it in the last couple weeks, as a matter of fact. Kent, have you seen it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so for me, and I'll reiterate this, I've said this before, for me, the most poignant moment, and for me, actually, it was cathartic, because I looked at the Blessed Mother as a mother to a mother. And for me, the point of that, the part of the movie that was so cathartic and so wrenching, was when our Lord was being scourged at the pillar, and they scan over to the Blessed Mother, and she, the look on her face each time he is being whipped, it is almost, it's interesting that you bring that up here, but it's almost as if she flinches each time he's being beaten. And the pain as seen through her eyes, to me, was one of the most powerful things in that movie. Witnessing the pain that the Blessed Mother appeared to be physically enduring.
Mm.
So tell us about that. Tell us, what is a telesomatic event? What is that?
Dr. Larry Doci, a remarkable psychiatrist, has done wonderful research into paranormal phenomena. He has uncovered many examples called telesomatic events. Now let's pause for a minute and talk about the word telesomatic.
Right.
We have the word telephone, we have the word telegram, we have the word television. Telephone would be communication by voice. Television would be communication by sight. Telegram would be a written communication. So tele, it comes from the Greek. It means communication or sending a message. Now, telepathic communication involves sending thoughts or ideas without words to people who have a significant heart connection. Thoughts or ideas are communicated between these people without words. Now, telesomatic events, see, somatic comes from the Greek, and that means physical or body. See, we have psyche and soma, mind and body. So telesomatic events involve physical experiences transmitted without words between people who are distant from each other but have a significant heart connection. Now, let me give you some examples. A woman rushed to her doctor explaining that she had experienced an explosion in her face. The doctor could not find any physical damage and sent her home. When she arrived home, she received a phone call from the War Department that her son had been killed that very morning when his submarine hit a mine and exploded. Another woman complained to her doctor that she felt like every bone in her body had been broken. No broken bones were found. When she returned home, she received a call informing her that her brother had been in a terrible car accident. It appeared that every bone in his body was broken. He died a few minutes after arriving at the emergency room. These are examples of telesomatic events that occurred between a mother and her son, who she loved dearly, and a woman who was very close and had a loving relationship with her brother.
Okay, so you, along those same lines, we've heard over the years of identical twins that have experienced feelings the same, even though they're separated by rooms or distance. Is that kind of also the same thing that we're talking about, that the stories, we've all heard stories of identical twins who have experienced similar emotional feelings?
If that consists of thoughts or ideas, we would call that telepathic communication. If it involves physical experience, we would call it telesomatic events.
Okay, so how much science do we have behind this? Or is this relatively new?
Dr. Dosey says that he has found many examples of telesomatic events, and it's more common than we generally recognize. So, now...
Okay, so we're relating this to the Blessed Mother, is saying that during the crucifixion, during the agony in the garden, that what you're positing is that she felt the same physical pain that he felt during the agony. Is that what you're saying?
Who in the whole world has a more intense heart connection with Jesus than his mother Mary? When Jesus arrived at the Garden of Gethsemane, the evangelist Mark said that Jesus said to his disciples, "My soul is sorrowful even to death." Luke wrote that Jesus was in such agony and he prayed so fervently that his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground.
It's true.
Is it possible that such anguish would not be communicated by these two people who had the most loving heart connection in the whole world? I would speculate that Mary's awareness of and her participation in the Passion of Jesus began when his agony in the garden came upon him. I think it's very likely that when Jesus was scourged, Mary felt every lash of the scourge. I think it's very likely that when Jesus was crowned with thorns, that Mary suffered that pain along with Jesus. And when he carried his cross, I think it's likely that she felt the weight of that cross as well. These sufferings would be described as psychosomatic events.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Thomas Lamb. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
An interview with Brother Trenton Rout and how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just got to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. At the same time, I was learning about the faith, having that accessible, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, building faith, building vocations.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Thomas Lamb. He's the author of the Relax Deeply CD. He's an author of the book Do Not Worry, Do Not Be Anxious, Do Not Be Afraid. We had him last week, and this is kind of a continuation. We wanted to talk about the Blessed Mother buttoning up the last week of May and give her the honor and homage that she is due. And we're talking a little bit about the idea, the possibility that the Blessed Mother felt, telesomatically, if you will, felt the agony in the garden and the crucifixion, much like Jesus experienced. And you know, I've had a different idea. This never occurred to me, Kent. I want to ask you about this in a second. But what I have always thought about the Blessed Mother is that she had more of a agony in her heart or pain in her heart because she was not stained by original sin. So she did not as we all have been. So we can all understand when we are mean to each other, when we're vengeful, when we're spiteful, when we're angry, and when other people are angry and mean and do nasty things, because we've all felt that way. But I've often wondered how painful it was for the Blessed Mother, who has not experienced these feelings, for her to witness that in other people, since she had no frame of reference. She had none of those. She was perfect, if you will. Kent, have you ever thought about that?
To some extent, yes. I guess the thought that runs through my mind is, you know, when we look at this situation, we look at Mary and the suffering that she had during the Passion, she has to think back to 30 years earlier when Simeon looked at her and said, "And your heart too shall be pierced." It was all predicted.
Yes, it was.
Far in advance. And to what extent, she probably had no suspicion at that point. But when she saw her own son being lashed, I can't help but think that her mind went back to Simeon and thinking, yes, my heart is being pierced with every lash that my son takes.
Yeah, this is a very provocative thought, very interesting, although I don't think outside the realm of real theology, because you posit some very interesting ideas. And we know that her love, we have no measure of the love that she had for our Lord, for her little boy. The only way we can compare and contrast is how we feel about our own children. And sometimes it we love them so much it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Lamb, talking a little bit about the Blessed Mother, I would like to talk a little bit about how do I want to say this? I have always loved angels, and this isn't really telesomatic. It's more like a nudging or a feeling or an inclination, but. Along the lines of what you've mentioned today, I read a book about angels once, and there was a story that has stuck with me all these years about a mother whose daughter was on a camping trip in Colorado. And at one point during the day, she had this terrible feeling that her daughter was in trouble, was in peril. And she stopped for a moment, but it was an overwhelming fear, terrible feeling. And she stopped, and at that moment she said, "Please, guardian angel, she sent her guardian angel, if you will, to go and protect my daughter and be with her right now." A few minutes later, she got a call from an EMS worker who had just lifted her daughter off the edge of a precipice. And he said, "I just want you to know she's okay, she's fine." But what had happened was the daughter, at the moment probably that the mother was having the feeling, had slipped. She was on a hiking, had slipped off the precipice. And no one can explain how it happened because there was no ledge, but she felt this gush of wind, huge gush of wind, if you will, and I'm putting this in quotations, that lifted her back up onto the edge of the cliff, and there she was, able to be rescued.
You're describing a telesomatic event.
Okay.
The mother experienced.
There you go. There you go.
And that event was intervened by her angel, because she was obviously close to her angel and could command his response. I'd like to consider the crucifixion. There are about 300 people in the Christian era who've had such an intense love connection with Jesus that they have shared the visible stigmata, wounds in the hands and feet and side, like Jesus suffered in the crucifixion. There are also saints who've had invisible stigmata. The best known of these is Saint Catherine of Siena. After receiving the visible stigmata, she prayed that the stigmata become invisible. Her stigmata became invisible to everyone except herself. Mary, the Mother of God, had the most intense love connection with Jesus of anybody in the whole world. I think there's a possibility. When Mary saw Jesus being nailed to the cross, she also suffered wounds in her hands and feet and side, like Jesus. If Mary had suffered visible stigmata, tradition would have treasured and reported that. how could it be possible with the indescribable heart connection, the love between Jesus and his mother, how could it be possible that Mary not have shared these same wounds even though they were not visible to the naked eye? So this notion, this idea of telesomatic event, I think is very revealing when we consider the love between Mary and Jesus and the intense passion that he suffered. In the book of Lamentations, in the first chapter, verse 12, there are words that are sometimes used to describe the suffering of Jesus and the suffering of Mary. Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering. I think that describes the intense suffering of Jesus and Mary.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're having a very interesting discussion about the Blessed Mother with Thomas Lamb. He is the author of several interesting pieces, one a CD called Relax Deeply. And that actually has had enjoyed quite a bit of success, you were saying, with a post-traumatic stress in patients. Yes. Also, the book we talked a little bit about last week, Do Not Worry, Do Not Be Anxious, Do Not Be Afraid. And, you know, off air, I didn't ask you this, but did you serve in the armed services?
Oh, yes, I'm a veteran.
Veteran, so how fitting it is that this is during Memorial Week that that you're here. And what arm of the services would...
I served in the Indiana National Guard.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I was in an artillery unit, a howitzer unit. I actually damaged my hearing firing 105 howitzers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Well, God bless you. God bless you for your service, thank you for that. Thomas Lamb, we have a few minutes left. The time always goes more quickly than we think. But I do want to ask you, this is a month that we devote to the Blessed Mother, and here at Catholic Radio, we do want to take a little bit of time. She has been instrumental in the intercession and the graces, actually, mediatrix of all graces. And we take time in October and in May, but, you know, she's never far from our mind. With the beautiful intercession and the beautiful model that she is of virtue and womanhood. But you bring up something a little bit differently because you want to talk about her suffering and in a communion with Christ, her son, and that she had a unique bond. You mentioned telesomatic events. Kent, had you ever heard about that? Have you ever thought about that idea?
I've heard the stories. I've heard the term. But I never would have thought to apply it to Jesus and Mary. Now it makes a lot of sense when we're presented with that concept. It's a matter of, we as Catholics always say, you know, we pray to Mary because Mary has a special connection with Jesus. Boy, how deep is that connection if what we're proposing here is true? You couldn't have a more deeply bound set of individuals on the face of the earth.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's anything contrary to what we believe being presented here, Thomas. I know, though, although you have had some reservations even about suggesting it.
This is not the usual theology about the suffering of Mary. This is a kind of a new idea, a new way of looking at the suffering of Mary. But I think it's a very real possibility that she did suffer those wounds. And that gives us an understanding of the profound depth of her suffering.
And her love for all of us. You know, we just have a little over a minute left. It always goes so very quickly. Thomas Lamb, what would you like to, I'll cede the last minute or so to you. What would you like to share with our listeners that we haven't already discussed?
Well, I think one way we can honor the Blessed Mother is by by praying the Stabat Mater. The Stabat Mater is a poem that is between, in the liturgy of the Mass, between the first reading and the Gospel, that's said on the Feast of the Mother of Sorrows at the cross or station keeping, so the mournful mother weeping close to Jesus to the last. Through her heart his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing, now at length the sword had passed. Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother, highly blessed of the soul begotten one. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious son. And so on.
The Stabat Mater.
I say that every day.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I don't think I've read that in a while. I've seen it on the back of many a prayer book and handbook, but I haven't heard it. Out loud, I say that quietly. Have you heard that before, Kent?
Actually, I have. Many years ago at St. Gabriel, we used to use a version of that set to music between the stations of the cross.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's how it's typically used in many parishes. But I love to say the whole thing.
Yeah,
and this is right from the liturgy. So this is what the church thinks and perceives about the suffering of Mary. And it's been around since the 1500s.
Yeah, and you're right, Kent. It's usually set to very sad and sorrowful music. I mean, just, oh, yeah. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Thomas Lamb, author of Relax Deeply CD, book, Do Not Worry, Do Not Be Anxious, Do Not Be Afraid, but talking about the sorrows of the Blessed Mother today. Thank you so much. I always want to call you Dr. Lamb for being our guest on Faith in Action, and may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action. Underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.